Right, hello friends. How is everyone going? What's happening? If you're new or getting started up again and you don't know, go into Elysium on Jabber. That's where we ask questions. That's where we applaud. That's where the dumb memes happen. Elysium on Jabber. Trendstar, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, his football team has a bye week, so he's not losing, so he's happy.
Thank you for that one, Apple. Appreciate you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Coming here and choose violence.
It's like talk with top rope, jeez. Well, I mean, violence, you could talk about the fun sporting event from last night there, Asher.
Oh, what a shit show, dude. And Bob, to answer your question, the Miami loss, it was okay. We've been playing with fire. You know, when you have a team that has a really good offense and really bad defense, that kind of thing is inevitable. I wasn't too upset. Did you guys watch the Jake Paul Tyson fight? It was really bad if you didn't. Yeah, Sarah, interesting that you ask. I did bet on the fight, and I did make money because there were people who somehow thought Tyson would be allowed to win that fight. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you guys, but when I was younger, I used to cover boxing. I was a boxer, and then I covered it. So I think I have a little bit more experience with the industry. It's not.
Would you say you were a fighter by your trade?
Yeah, exactly. Good call.
Sniper, I'm trying to find the zinger on that one, and I got nothing. You always say dad jokes, man.
It's a song lyric.
It's a song, yeah. Boxer? Yeah,
the boxer.
Ranger has no culture. He would not know. It's not on like a laugh or a curve or something.
It's even an old enough song. I would expect you to recognize it, Ranger. Yeah.
Wow.
You children and your newfangled song.
It's Simon and Garfunkel, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. Those two are weird.
Apparently much like your music taste. Anyways.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So I actually don't have a ton of stuff on the agenda today, guys. We're starting to slide back to normalcy, which is a good thing. We're still doing upgrades. I'll be doing Q&A afterwards, so let me go through what I got to talk about, and then I'll open it up to questions. First off, this is actually not on my notes, but I just want to talk about the patch that came out. So I have gone out and done my own testing. I have made ISK for the sake of testing, and because I wanted to get the straight dope on Ishtar ratting and drone aggro and. In my testing and in pretty much everyone's testing, drone aggro seems to be the same. Now, drone aggro has always had an element of this is like you need to do a rain dance to make it work sometimes, and certain characters have worse luck with it. But as far as I can tell, at least for my characters, drone aggro is utterly unchanged. So if you are Ishtar ratting, then it is a straight buff to your ISK. I made more ISK doing it. And I don't think it ever was broken for us. As far as Stormbringer ratting, I have talked to some people, and a couple of people have been saying the sky is falling, but several people have got their setups working, so I think that there may be some doomerism there, but there's going to need to be some adjustments. Smart bombing, though, I have heard is pretty bad. But yeah, Stormbringer, you have to put a little more effort in. That's correct. That's what I've heard. CSB may still make some changes. Here's the thing. So I want to talk about this for a little bit. There's been all this discussion on Reddit about what were CCP's intentions? What was the thought here? And if you know CCP, you probably were like, well, was there any thought behind it? And then they came out and said it in the patch notes. They're like, we didn't mean to make these changes. That's what they said. Not know it was going to change anything. They, especially these old systems guys in the game, they're so arcane. I really believe that they don't know how they work in a deep way. I think the players generally know better than them how they work. So this change was unintended. I can see them walking back some changes. I know the CSM has been talking to them about how these changes negatively affect us. So if you're in an Ishtar, you do not need to panic at all. If you're Stormbringer ratting, you're going to need to adjust. If you're Spotbomb ratting, you may have to change, at least for the moment. That's the state right now. But generally, if you were making money from drone ratting, you got a buff. You're making more money now. Not a ton more, but noticeably more. So that's the update on that. I wanted to talk about CCP is giving out lots of free free SP. And as you know, we like to come out with new doctrines and new ideas. So save that SP up so that you can apply it immediately, bank that stuff, and be ready for the next new cool thing. Let's go back to ratting for a second. NPC dreads. They now point. Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't before. But that means that if a dread spawns, it will point your ship and it will probably kill it. It seems like they're pointing very fast. That is not the intended behavior. CCP has already said they're going to look at adjusting that. But if you are running it and your ship gets pointed by the NPC dread, you probably die. So just be aware, you need to have a plan to get out now if you're running Havens where dreads can spawn. By the way, Forsaken Hubs got a big buff as far as how much ist they make, and they do not spawn NPC dreads. So if you're looking for a basically totally safe way to do it, as far as that goes, go to a Forsaken Hub. The escalation's not as good, but the ISK is basically as good now, and you have no chance of getting caught by that. So, yeah.
Every system we have that has a ratting upgrade, or a major at least, has a minimum of two of those, and it scales from there.
All the Forsaken Hub ratters are like, don't tell them. Yeah, I know. Yep. All right. Immediately after this fireside, we have a couple things going on. First off, we're going to do a move op. We're going to cross the gap again. So if you need to come across the gap for TAC 07, we will be doing a move op. After that, we are launching something new. This is something we've been talking about we want to do for a little while. It's going to be the Imperium Standing Fleet. This is essentially going to be, if any of you old heads remember Jew Standing Fleet, this is the rebirth of that. It is the General Standing Fleet. It's going to be centered in UALX, but wanting to cover, catch, Griffiths, Impasse, and MNC. So it is going to be Imperium Standing Fleet. We'll be launching after the move op. We will be looking for you guys to idle in there. If you're looking to go around and be a dummy who wants to throw a Hodge Red at something, it's to do it. We are officially opening business for dummies. We don't want you to lose your Hodge Red, but now that we are in a situation where it can't be instantly counter-dropped for, in 10 seconds, then we're going to open that up. So join the Imperium Standing Fleet. It's going to be going up every day, and we're looking for people to get in there and just to, there's five guys in our space, go hunt them down. Go hunt them down, go have fun, go be stupid within limits. Heidi suggested calling it Benny Hill Standing Fleet, which I think is a pretty good name as well. But yeah, so we're going to we want you guys to join that if you were hanging out, if you are not in a fleet. Or Imperium Standing Fleet. And Terriel, yeah, this is essentially going to be a new Lemmings. It's a good question. So this is going to be the evolution of Lemmings. And I'll get more questions on that. Let me go through my other stuff, then we can guys ask questions about the Imperium Standing Fleet and other things like that. So next, PI factory systems are ready. Our director of PI has 9 systems to make factory systems, which is double the amount of what we had before. The post will be going up in Home Economics. Beyond, is there anything you want to talk about that?
No, not really. We spread them out so they'll be in every single region we have. And we are not, there's nothing new to it. 1% for all barren and temperate planets in factory systems. And every single system is still going to have a factory planet, the first barren or temperate that shows up.
All right, cool. Okay, so I wanted to say hi to Ryohei. We have brought him on board as a director. He showed dangerous levels of competency. If you wish to not be a director, please do not be competent, or else you will get boosted up into the Illuminati against your will. And you will be put to work helping people enjoy this space game more. So F's in the chat for our boy Ryo. And then I want to just give you guys a basic update on the move. It has been going better, far better than expected, sort of than I expected. I expect this to be a lot harder. Things are going extremely smoothly. We have not fully upgraded our space yet. It is still going on. Our guys are doing the yeoman's work. They're doing insane amounts of work to get space upgraded for you guys. And I think that I don't actually have a percentage, but we're probably, what do you guys think? 70% done is probably a reasonable estimation about where we are. 75, maybe. But we're getting there. We're getting a lot better. And most of our space is starting to see structures going down. We'll be doing Moon stuff pretty darn soon, so expect to hear more on that probably next week. Someone said 85%. That seems reasonable. Okay. So we will be moving, upgrading more and more stuff for the move, but we are settling in. Now, what does that mean for the future? It means future plans, obviously, but expect probably the next month, I would say, at least, to be just settling in. StratOps will be, you know, on an ad hoc basis with no major kind of deployments planned. So if you want to plan through Christmas and the new year, we're not looking to have a major deployment, but we are seeing hints of activity from enemies, so that could change in any moment. So expect to see potentially things happening on that front. We will give you updates as they come. One thing I want to talk about is Control-Alt-Delve. We will be moving Control-Alt-Delve to a new system. That'll be announced pretty soon, and we need everyone to sign up for that. We have seen a nice little bump, but if you've not yet made your Control-Alt-Delve alt, please do so. That is mandatory. We need everyone to have a Control-Alt-Delve alt in Delve. All right. I think I covered everything I wanted to cover. If any directors want to shout that I missed something, go ahead. But otherwise, throw your questions into Elysium, and I will answer them. Do not put them in Mumble. If you type them in the Mumble sidebar, I will not see them. I'm not ignoring you. I just don't see them. Elysium on Jabber is where to ask your questions. I did indeed talk about skill points, Indich. Save your skill points for doctrines. Yep. But it's good for saying it again. Skill points for doctrines. Save them up. This is the time of the year they give you new skill points.
Is this also not like with all the crabbing going on and that dreads are very useful crab beacons to remind everybody to get dread alts?
Yeah. I mean, dreads are now a great way to make money on crab beacons. So you can dual use your dread alt. You can easily pay for your plex by running beacons. They pay for themselves. And you can ladder yourself up into more and more dreads. So it's a great point. Yes. Symbiote says that beacon wrecks now give a small amount of salvage. They always give a small amount of salvage, like about 3 million or so. You can still salvage them if you want to salvage. That was always available. I had someone mention to me the other day that's a new thing. It's not a new thing. That was always the case. But it is about 3 million in salvage if someone wants to run it and salvage them.
I have run the numbers, by the way, and 83.6% of our space is upgraded fully.
There you go. Alan says, can you elaborate on Juice Standpoint and doing stupid things within reason? Sure. So, we want you guys to have fun. Obviously, in Delve, there had to be a lot of clamping down because of how easy it was for the enemy to counter drop us. Now, it is less easy for them to do so. So, if you guys want to throw your Hawdread at someone that comes into Taniferous, we are basically saying you'll probably die eventually. Have fun until you die, right? We do not want you throwing your super or Titan at anything. Your super or Titan should only be used at the appropriate time, but we are opening it up. If you want to drop your dumb Marauder on people and then lose it, I'm still going to roll my eyes at you. I'm still going to sigh at you, but I am not going to slap you on the wrist. And that's basically what we're saying. You got a carrier you want to lose. You got a dread you want to lose. The goal here is not to lose them. I really hate that attitude. It bothers the hell out of me. But if you want to throw your Hawdread around, this is the place to do it, in the Imperium Standing Fleets. Lancer dreads are stupid. You probably should not use them, Dr. Farah. Man, I don't even want to... Yeah, whatever. If you want to lose a Lancer dread, please do it. But don't do it. They're just not worth it. They're terrible. Stop being not fun. See, that's the thing, is like, I don't see how losing, like, I just don't have it in me that, oh, I lost a 15 billion ship for no purpose. That's not fun. That does appeal to me at all. So I'm not wired that way. I know some of you guys are, and that's why we're opening it up.
Yeah, let me emphasize, if there is a reason that you're using something like that and you die, we'll just laugh at you. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll only be annoyed. Like Asher says, if you're just like throwing a ship into an enemy fleet because you don't want it anymore, that's dumb. Don't do that. But if you want to attempt to do hilarious things where you mostly get kill mails and then whoops, you died, that's what this is for.
Yeah. But anyway, we are opening that up. So Imperium Standing will be going up after the 407 crossing. And then the goal will be to have that up essentially 24/7 as a continuous standing fleet. I expect some teething issues, but, get in there. If you're in your cruiser, and some guys are coming through. Go in with some other goons, go in with some TNT guys, go in with some Imperium members, and just go hunt them down and shoot them and have a place to coordinate. That's what we're talking about. It. Can we do rat? Can we do beacons and home systems now like UALX? No. Directors, like Hive, sorry. There's bees. Thank you. I was totally blanking on the person. Guard bees and directors can run them in UALX. It's just like a bonus for them. Otherwise, do not run them there. Ratting and mining, I think ratting in UALX is a terrible idea. Please do not do it.
There will be a standing comms channel for that. I've been in meetings for the last couple hours, but I will have that done before we spin it up. So
yep.
Stay tuned for that.
Does standing fleet mean less FC-led response fleets? Yeah, I'll let you get it in. That's a great question, Gileaz. So probably, yeah. It probably means that if a 15-man fleet comes through that we would have formed Harpies for before, we'll just handle it with standing fleet. That's a good thing, actually. It'll be more organic, which is what we want. And also, we want people to get a chance to, you know, to organically come up. Like, I never wanted to be an FC, right? Like, when I started playing EVE, I just kind of fell into it because I joined the Jew standing fleet and people weren't doing something, and I'm the kind of person who just steps in and fills a role if it was done. And so that's how I ended up becoming an FC. And then I just kept getting promoted, and here I am eventually, right? Yada, 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 runs the Imperium. So we want to have other people who can fill those kind of roles. Maybe you could be the guy who, you know, started to shoot people coming through the gate, and eventually you're making decisions about the life and death of space empires. So there you go. Sniper, what do you want to say?
Oh, just what you were saying, that like we'll escalate to pinging a fleet for responses, but we'll try to handle stuff with standing.
Yep.
And obviously, like, if a 100-man horde fleet is in our space, then like we probably immediately escalate, but yeah, it's the let standing handle the wormholers, the low sectors, the filament gangs, etc. The other thing I was going to hit, there's been people asking about move ops from 1DQ, so you need to work with your friends and your corp to get yourself to 49 TAC. Still keep star chain from 1DQ to there. It's 1DQ, PUIG, 49 TAC, that hasn't changed. And then every weekend after the fireside for quite a while still, we'll keep doing these crossing fleets. We'll get some other ones scheduled in different time zones and put them on the calendar. Obviously, the people here listening to the fireside can probably join the fleet that's going to be in, you know, 10, 15 minutes. But there's obviously, like, we're a big organization. We have big time zone spread, etc. So we will make sure that we accommodate those people as well.
All right, we've got a couple of questions about Standing Fleet and about Ermalan move ops. So Ermalan move ops, I don't expect anything in the next couple of weeks. We still have too much on our plate, I would say. But we will be doing our Mullen move ops once things calm down a bit. I think that's a little more coordination than we want to run right now as far as putting it on the plates of people who are doing a lot of other stuff. But there will be up move ops. We're not going to leave you stranded there. For Standing Fleet, some people ask, can we use them to gate camp entry systems? Yes, perfect. For ESS defense, that's one of the main things I think Standing Fleet should be doing. If an ESS is getting robbed, go drive them off, right? And will be a meta evolving around that. People will start bringing different stuff. Their fleet will start having different responses. People will say, hey, we should bring this kind of ship. Here's why. That is part of the fun of standing fleets. Standing fleets can be very fun. It's also a good way to meet new people and just make friends in this game. So I'm excited about it. Can we deploy skyhooks on planets that don't have any? No.
Wrong.
Oh, I guess I am wrong.
So there's a thread. It might be in Kremlin. I'm not positive. But so basically the deal is if you drop a Skyhook, you can put in a GSOL ticket and you will be compensated 500 million ISK per Skyhook. If you drop a POCO because you want to do PI in a system, you will not be compensated and those need to be transferred to GSOL. The reasoning for this is like if the upgrades for a system need to shift, like, oh, we need to put a jump bridge somewhere. And we need to drop another Skyhook for it, and there's a POCO in the way. You can drop Skyhooks over POCOs, but only if the POCO is in the same corp that's dropping the Skyhook. So, you know, GSOL goes to do something, and then goes, oh shit, there's a blocker POCO here, and it's a whole fucking thing. But yeah, so basically, if you want to do that, if you look at the upgrade sheet that's linked, there's a thread in Home Ec. If there is a system that is fully upgraded, that has all of the skyhooks that GSOL needs. And so things additional to that can be dropped, which pretty much just leaves catch for places that, like, there's probably a 50-50 chance if you drop a Poco in catch that it's going to get overridden by a skyhook. And there's no, like, the game doesn't refund anything for, like, dropping a skyhook over a Poco, so.
Are we going to have PAPs for the standing fleet? So, that's a good question. Right now, we've discussed it. In the past, we had problems where people would just idle their characters in the fleet for 24 hours a day to collect PAPs and do nothing. And so we're worried about sort of negative incentive there because it would just lock other people out of the fleet. And so the fleets would get too full with people just uselessly hovering to get PAPs for their corp or themselves, right? So probably not. We may introduce maybe a standing fleet PAP or something as a consideration to track who is being very, you know, useful there. So it's something, but we're going to just start it out without them and then see how it goes. PAPs for a kill in standing fleet. A couple of you guys are mentioning that. That is a sort of an administrative nightmare. Like there's a lot of good ideas that are like, hey, this would be a really cool thing if we had someone who was dedicated to doing it. And a lot of this stuff is like, if you have someone who wants to go through every kill and then verify that the person was there and was in standing fleet, then maybe it could be done. But finding that person is not a good use of the kind of volunteer time that we have for directors. Can we burn Pravi again? So that's a future plans thing, but it's not something that's high on my list right now. I don't think there's a reason to go and hit, you know, particular people who are strong enemies at this moment. It's unlikely we'll do that in an organized way. When are we going to push towards hoarder space? That is a future plans thing as well. And I just said that over the next month, you know, through the holidays, it is unlikely that we will be doing an organized campaign. We already have people going and FCs going in there right now and messing with them. And we have some plans in the cooker for sort of some low grade stuff. So that'll be happening immediately, but in a very organized way, certainly not in the next, let's say, month and a half.
I thought we just move closer to horse.
Yeah, there you go. Will there be standing fleet comms on Mumble? Yes, there will. What about people controlling a monopoly on the new pirate dens? So, and this sort of a CCP thing is they did not make a system that was very inclusive to having multiple people in a system. In fact, they locked it out. So we're going to wait to see how they update it in, I think, about a week and a half. And then we'll have a more comprehensive policy on what's going to happen. But right now, it just sort of is what it is because CCP did not make a good system. And it's once again, like, could we make a system where we rotated people through? Yeah. Who is the person who's going to do that? This is always the question that you have to ask from a leadership perspective. Who's the one who's going to make the spreadsheet and message people? That's a lot of work. You need someone who wants to do that. And then the inevitable bitching, like, oh, I'm really upset and I want to send a message at you. You know, I get messages every day from people who are upset about something. I get a lot of messages every day from people who are upset about something. And I realize it's just my job to be complained at for free, right? Most people are not interested in that. So that's why when you have an idea like this, it's a good idea. It's just implementing it can take time and you need to find someone to do it. And there aren't a lot of people who are like messaging me being like, hey, I want to do this for other people's benefit, run a spreadsheet and have them complain at me when something goes wrong. Because there's always people who are upset that they didn't get picked or that they feel like they've been robbed in some way. So that's my answer on that thing.
Let's we could also
arcane way of renting them out to our members.
Oh, you were the same thing indeed with the Horde Way. Like, yeah. I will tell the Horde Way. The Horde Way for November is that you pay 500 million to Horde, and then you can have a beacon. So then, and then for the rest of the month, and then as of December, their plan is that you can have them. You don't have to pay them anything upfront, but you have to give them 80% of what you get out of the den. Goes to the Alliance, and 20%. Goes to yourself.
I think my soul just threw up a little bit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So our system, I think right now is a better one. And then once we have the sort of the fully updated system, we will have an idea of what to do with it. So we're just going to leave it in place as it is now.
The PI factory system posts have been made and is up and running.
All right, if you have a question and I missed it, go ahead and throw it again, because we've cycled through a lot of stuff. And then I'm going to try to wrap this up relatively quickly so we can get on to the move up. You are correct, Terriel, yes. 80% of the alliance. More structures for Beehive. Stuff will be going down. Yes, there will be more structures going down. Once again, this is a ton of stuff to do type thing, Rathana.
Yeah, we have a Kremlin meeting tomorrow, and we're going to have a map for Corpse of, like, all right, if you want to, you know, if you have more forts to drop, you want to get more forts to drop, etc., here's where we go. And then after that, we'll start filling them in with GSOL stuff.
Terriel says, and they are fine with that scam. The thing about tribalism, especially, Terriel, is that people will put up with a lot if you give them an identity. And you can abuse people a lot if you wish to. So, and I think Eve has sort of been the perfect place for that. And I'm not speaking specifically only of this situation, but there have been a lot of abused Eve players who have taken a lot because the team that wears their laundry said it. So, yes, they will put up with it.
It's almost like people...
Go ahead.
I was just saying, it's almost like people like watching football.
Exactly. You root for the laundry, even if there's a scumbag wearing it. How many times have you watched Interstellar? I've probably watched that movie up to 15 times. I really like that movie. Is there a reason why a lot of structures are still being marked as private? Presumably because they are a private structure. Palantine, when we are way behind on that hand in, like the move is thrown that way off. We use stuff from it, so that's like a long time future plans thing. It already was, but it'll be more. Cassador says, when am I going to stream next? I don't know, soon, TM. Is ice a good way of making money in the game? I think so, but I am not an expert on ice. Claudia says, wait, are you joking? Did we actually start a Palantine project while I was away? Yeah, we did. We got up to about, I think, 52%, but then the move knocked it way back. So we're definitely below 50%, and we haven't done a survey. So it'll be a while before we know. It was a very long-term thing. Who can I, then a word missing, about a specific system that and what its eventual projected use is? We have a map, don't we, Sniper, already?
Yeah, so on the upgrades, there's a thread in Home Ec. It has, like, a published thing from Google Sheets. The Google Sheet was constantly falling over with people looking at it and people just, like, leaving it open. So the sheet itself is private, but the there's, like, a published version of it. Yeah, Dakota just linked it. I hope that's the right link. Yeah, so that is like, the final what our space is going to look like. We've talked about it a bit. You know, we'll keep an eye on things, and, you know, if things shift and it's like, oh, you know, we need way more mining upgrades, or we have way too many mining upgrades, or, you know, whatever the case may be, we will, you know, we'll keep looking at that. But for now, that is the final version of it.
I'm going to ping out the coffer fleet now, so everybody please join the fleet. So we can do some move up, and if you want to talk more here, I'll leave that up to other people, but I'm going to start the move up.
Okay, more mining upgrades when, says Celine Hope. I think we're pretty close to max on those, but that's just how CCP made the system. Can you lobby CCP to give us our ores back? I can lobby, yes. I'm going to let you guys go. You guys are coming to the fireside. I will see you next week. Appreciate y'all. Have a wonderful week. Join the move up. Join the standing fleet. See you next time.